proud of Leicester. This is proper Leicester, this is. Students from Cranfield College in Leicester have been collecting toy donations, packing them with handwritten notes in Arabic, and then sending them over 2,000 miles away. Well, those very same toys are now being endured by children in an orphanage in Syria, thanks to the charity One Nation. Well, here to explain more, student Sami and Safia, along with community lead Mrs. Dowse as well. Guys, I'm so pleased to have you on the show. Thank you so much. Mrs. Dowse, I'm going to come to you first of all. Why did you decide to do this?
As part of our school development programme, we wanted to make sure that we could provide students with enrichment opportunities working with charities. Cranhills is in a very disadvantaged area, so we couldn't go down the normal route of collecting money. So we looked at contacting local charities around Leicester to see how we could support in different ways. We spoke to One Nation, who work by going out in field work and provide different appeals. So we worked on a more hands-on approach. So collecting the toys for Syria felt more fitting, and it meant that our students could have a much more personal experience and hands-on experience.
Now, Sami, I'm going to come to you next of all. Sami, tell me, why did you want to get involved with this, and how did all of this come together as well?
We wanted to get involved because we believe that helping Syria is a very, very beautiful thing, especially with everything they're going through and the stress and worries they've gone through for a long time. We just want to help and show our love and communication.
You wanted to help. You wanted to get involved. I love that. A beautiful thing. That was a great way to put that, Sami, that was. Safia, tell me more then about this process, because you've been collecting the toys. You've been packing them with handwritten notes in Arabic as well, and then sending them over 2,000 miles away. So just tell me more about what you've been doing, how you've been getting involved.
Yeah, so throughout this experience, it has been a beautiful experience, and it's just amazing. And this has been going on for 2 weeks. We've been moving from form classes to form classes in pairs, collecting bags, even singular toys, and packing them for Syria with our own handwritten notes and translating them in Arabic, because we believe that everyone should be able to understand the way we feel. We want them to know how we feel. We want them to understand our love for them. And we just want to show appreciation. So this has been a beautiful process.
And tell me more, Sami, about, because, you know, you've all been writing personal messages. So Sami, what did you write on your message?
I wrote a lot of messages saying be happy and be joyful for your toys, and have a great time, and take care of your toys very well.
Lovely. And Safi, what did you write on your messages? What did you put?
So on my message, I just wrote that we really love you and we really hope that you appreciate our toys. So, yeah.
JD, we asked the whole school to contribute in terms of providing messages. We wanted to look at this as a whole school community. So lots of teachers wrote messages, which created a bit more of a personal connection with what we were doing. It had a direct input. You know, it made us consider who we were providing those toys to, rather than creating an appeal and then not knowing where the toys ended up. So it was a whole community. We had parents, we had teachers, and we had students all writing various messages.
And how proud does that make you, Mrs. Dowse, as well? The fact that, like you say, this community, this Cranhills College community that has come together, that has really, really made a difference. How does that make you feel?
Watching the video, obviously I cried a lot. It was an extremely emotional experience. Extremely proud of the students, obviously, that volunteered and worked with this. We have a range of opportunities for the students, and this is just the start. On a Friday, we've got a sleep out for a homeless organisation. We're serving food at a food bank in Spinney Hill, just up the road. So, in terms of proud, I could not be prouder of the students and the community itself. We've really got together on this, and it's just beginning.
guys, you're all brilliant. Thank you so, so much for your time this morning. The brilliant Mrs. Downstairs, Sammy and Safia from Cranmer's College in Leicester, telling us more about how they've been collecting toy donations, packing them with handwritten notes in Arabic, and then sending them over 2,000 miles away. My thanks to Mrs. Downstairs, Sammy and Safia for joining us this morning here on BBC Radio Leicester.